Good morning on the 30th of July 2015, and I'm sitting in a small tiny armchair looking out the window at the sky, which has a bit of blue, a bit of white, and a really big black cloud. And I'm thinking about the day. I'm thinking about my thought for today. I'm sort of wondering if my thought for today is understandable to anybody else. So let me share it with you and see what you think. Here's how my thought for today goes. You can't love someone unless you empathize with them. Can't love someone unless you empathize with them. Others can't love you unless they empathize with you. Unless they empathize with you. We, meaning all human beings, we empathize with failure and loss. We empathize with failure and loss. Stop trying to be admired. My thought for today, stop trying to be admired. And this comes from a bit of brooding I've been doing over the last year about myself as a failure, and thinking back on how many failures I have had in my life, and the more I thought, more I have thought about the failures I've had in my life, the more I felt like saying, I am a failure. And perhaps I've had some successes too, but it's much more accurate to say I am a failure than to say I am a success. And I've had, of course, one or two small failures. And when I introduced myself to Toastmasters earlier this year, and the first speech you have to do at Toastmasters is a speech to introduce yourself, I called the speech, I am a failure. And I started it with saying I completely failed to satisfy my mother and father. And that was my first failure. I failed to satisfy my mother and father, and the evidence is that they went on and had five more children after me. By implication, I'd have been a success if I was an only child. Well, of course, that's humour. But the more I think about it is, if you were to introduce yourself to me by telling me about a number of things that had gone wrong for you in your life, number of things that you had, number of ambitions you'd failed to achieve, a number of things you hadn't done, and a number of losses you'd felt, my heart would go out to you. I'd feel warm towards you. I'd feel you were a genuine human being, and I'd feel you weren't putting on a front. And on the basis of that genuineness, I would fall in love with you. I would really feel, you know, a fellow traveller. You're another person who, like myself, has failed and lost. And, you know, I'd feel like putting my arm around you and saying, look, we fellow failures and people who have lost so much, In other words, it would be the basis of love. When we put people on a pedestal and admire them and become obsessed with them and their wonder of them and the phenomenal achievements that they have had and everything, that's not what I call love. That's obsession, that's something else anyway. It's huge admiration is not the same as love. And trying to be admired, well, that's a mug's game. That I've tried and failed at. Yes, I've tried to be admired. I've tried to present myself as an admirable person. I've tried to present my history as, you know, moving from one situation to another and onwards and upwards. As if everything, you know, conspired to lead me to being the successful, happy, skillful, influential person I am today. Oh, yes. And, you know, who would love that story? Who in their right mind would love that story? They might admire it. They might aspire even to being able to tell such a story. But it's the cock-ups. It's the mistakes. It's the problems that I've had. And the problems that you've had, which make you lovable. So here is my thought for today. You can't love someone unless you empathize with them. Others can't love you unless they empathize with you. We empathize with failure and loss. Stop trying to be admired. Please stop trying to be admired. Paul, stop trying to be admired. Thank you very much. Have a really, really good day. Bye for today.